joining us on the show to start things tonight is Southwestern head coach Brady Days.
Yeah, we had a great summer, and we're excited to get it going. And for the 18th year in a row, I just looked back, Edinburgh Southwestern opened up the season, so we're excited for that.
I'll match your number with one of my own. Over the last 15 years, 66 meetings between Southwestern and Edinburgh. That number doesn't seem to compute at all.
Yeah, but it's kind of neat, especially these kids only being, whether they're 18 years or younger, they know that that's a for sure thing. We're opening up with Edinburgh, and it's always a good matchup, and we've won the last four matchups against them, so hopefully we can keep that going tomorrow.
Give me the best and the worst of Spartan basketball right now as you get ready to tip things off. What are you really happy with, and what are you going, ooh, I wish we had another week to work on that?
Well, we lost two really good seniors, Stephen Shackford and Cody Simpson. They did more than just score for us. They were great leaders. One of the best, our guys always work hard, and that's why we were conference champs last year. They don't ever take a day off. And I think another worst might be our three guards right here are 5'9", 5'10". Our best are, we got two forwards that are 6'4", or high, or 6'5". So I wish our three guards would grow a little more, but they work really hard, and that's fun to work with when you got guys that work that hard.
You mentioned the conference title. First time that happened since the state runner-up in 2003.
Yeah, and I really think when you look at our conference, I thought, man, we kind of overachieved there. We were probably expect to get third or fourth, and our guys competed, and we took one from Morristown after being down by about 20, went to Hauser and won there. It was great. It was great. It was outright champions, which is exciting too, and hopefully we can build on that, and hopefully we can take home some type of hardware this year, whether it's county conference or a sectional.
Mixed in with that, though, you were Jekyll and Hyde last year. Some days you just go, Who was that team that played for us last
year?
Yeah,
you think like Try High, and we had Rising Sun, where we thought those are games we have to get to try to go over 500. But hopefully that's because maybe we had some sophomores, we had some juniors, and hopefully now we're seniors. Hopefully we have a little more consistency this year.
You mentioned the sectional. It'll be at your place, and it's a reconfigured sectional. Yeah. It's going to be packed on those nights.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have kind of our local teams back in. Morristown's not driving by us to go to Edinburgh anymore. They're going to be in ours, and it's exciting. And I also think it reminds me a couple years ago when we looked at it at the beginning of the year, and you're like, oh no, Oldenburg, Jackson Dell, and somehow we won it. So once again, I think we look at it and we go, oh no, Morristown, Hauser. Hopefully we can do that again. Especially really nice that we're going to be hosting it this year.
You mentioned the win streak that's in place with Edinburgh. You opened with them. You had to kind of grind through a couple wins with them last season.
Yeah, and they're going to be even more improved. They have a kid coming from Columbus who was there for a while. They left, Christian Cox. They have a relative here of our Swanson twins here. They have a cousin on the team that hopefully Jacob can stop his cousin from scoring on us. But they're going to be good, and they got a new coach who's going to be really solid. I think it's going to be a different type of basketball they play. They've played at Edinburgh in the past 7 years, but it'll probably be a winning type of basketball.
How difficult is it to prepare for game one of the season? New head coach, and while he's been in the area, it's been as an assistant. It's hard to fall back on any game tape anywhere.
You do. You think about, okay, well, what do they do at Perry Meridian? That's where his last stop was. They play a little zone there. They do some of the chin offense that Coach Stuckey, who was at Perry Meridian, does. Then you maybe text the coach they scrimmage against, say, hey, can you give us a little bit? And you just hope they send you a paragraph of, this is what they do, things to look out for. You can't trade that scrimmage tape. It's against the rules, but you do what you have to do. We'll see. Sometimes you just got to rely on the players, and hopefully the players can do it.
You're in your 12th season.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There is not that type of tenure going on with a lot of head coaches. You could put them on a single hand and count them up.
No, it's funny because I'd say, I think it was first year, I was like, first or second year, I think, I don't even know if I put the symbol Southwestern on our gear because it's like, it's nice red wetsuit, baby. I'll just take it wherever I go next. And now it's a great feeling to be here and to see the kids that, I mean, right now we have the kindergartners all the way up have been part of the program, and it's exciting. It's a great place to be. We have a great staff, not just from athletics, a great staff on the teaching field. So it's exciting. I can't believe I've been there this long, but it's been fun the whole time.
Sometime within the next handful of years, you're going to be coaching somebody's son.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be awkward.
Give me introductions. Start off your left shoulder. Who'd you bring with you?
Okay, we brought our big man here in the middle, 6'5", Blake McClure. He's our young guy, I guess, on the roster. He's a junior, and I would say in my 12 years, he will be, I think, the biggest guy I've ever coached. He's definitely probably one of the only players I've ever had that I haven't ruined yet by saying, "I'll go shoot the three." He plays his back to the basket, and he's going to give us a lot of stuff. I think he'll be one of the most improved players we have on the team. You want me to go on the next one?
Yep, please.
And then we got Noah Swift, who hopefully Morristown just walked in. I don't want them to know our scouting report, but Noah Swift.
Generic. I'll let you keep it generic.
Noah Swift.
Talk about Noah's taste in music. I don't care what you do.
Noah's he's our seniors. He's probably one of the hardest working basketball players I've ever coached. One of our lights out shooters, and he gets the great thing of a coach saying, "Shoot it anytime you want." He has that permission from me, and hopefully he shoots like he shot last year. He shot over 40% from threes, and he just needs to shoot more. Then we have Jacob Swanson, who's our leader, kid that sometimes you say, "Does this kid even have a fourth gear?" Well, Jacob has that fifth gear, and he goes hard all the time, and he doesn't take the easy way in anything he does. He figures out a way to make it hard and goes at it offensively and defensively. And he's been, he knows what the run was 2 years ago. He was a big staple in our sectional champion team. So, and then his twin brother, Zachary Swanson, who probably knows every position on the court better than anybody else because he has to play all these different positions. So he's going from point guard to forward to whatever we have, our defensive stopper. And these four guys will be starting with us. And Eric Shackford's not here today, but that'll be our starters tomorrow. So I'll give you Blake McClure, and we'll listen to his great insight on life.
Sounds good to me. Blake McClure joins us, talking with the Southwestern Spartans on this Monday night edition of Giant FM Sports. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about improving your game. What'd you work on individually over the summer?
Individually, I focused on getting my hook down. That was really important to me, and just being more aggressive in general and just clearing up space so I can put it in.
I know we'll be talking with Noah about the green light coming up in just a moment, but as the post player really right now, because I know Eric kind of matches you in height, but at least last year I didn't watch Eric play the post very much. Talk about catching in the post. Do you look to the basket first if it's available? What are you looking for when you get that first catch?
Well, when I get that catch, it really just depends. If I see defense shifting, then I'm always looking for the three-point shot, like Noah or Jacob or anybody, really. But if I don't see them open, then I just try to get it in.
How comfortable are you now as you've grown and had a summer to work? And tell me about the summer a little bit. Where did you guys go this year?
We went to Greensburg to do a tournament. There was a long tournament arranged over a couple of weeks. And what was your first question again?
Well, just talk about, is there a comfort factor? Are you comfortable now in the position you're going to be playing?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. Sophomore year, I got to play a little bit of varsity, so I got to experience that. And this year, I'm all varsity, and I'm pretty comfortable in my position.
How excited is this team to get this year started? I mean, you graduated a couple of the key guys, no doubt about that, but you've got a lot of the core from last year's group back for this team.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to get out there and just play basketball.
Give me a scouting report on Edinburgh a little bit. What's Coach let you know so far? none of the derogatory stuff, he might have said. Just, what are you guys looking at against Edinburgh tomorrow?
Really just defense is the most important part for us. I don't know who I'll be guarding exactly yet, okay. So I really got to get in gear and just work on everything and have my mind in the game.
All right, Blake, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for coming on this evening.
All right, thank you.
Toss the microphone over to Noah Swift, who joins us, senior returning guard for this Southwestern team. All right, he tells you you've got the green light. You totally believe him or not?
Oh, I definitely believe him. Yeah. He's told me since last year, Cody Simpson, our team that we lost last year, he used to shoot all the time. So last year I shot over 40%. I mean, and been working in the gym, practicing my shot, get off faster, planting my feet. So hopefully this year I can maybe make some more of those shots and be focused, be ready to hit it in the corner whenever somebody passes it to me.
Well, including Cody, you two really shot yourselves into some games last year, some games that I don't think anybody, not many, probably including me, would have picked you to win last year.
Yeah, I had some moments. I think maybe the most I've shot maybe four in a game. Cody added that, too, and we had both shooters on the court. Definitely last year we had a good group of people that can shoot it. With Stefan being the big guy, he could still shoot the three. He helped us a lot. This year we got the same thing. I mean, Eric Shackelford, 6'4". He's got a good shot, very versatile. And all the rest of us, the guards, we're pretty good drivers, kick out, shooters. And put it in, so
allows you a chance maybe to spread some defenses wider than they'd like to go.
Definitely.
This Southwestern team coming into this year, I know it's a long ways down the road, but you even get the sectional at your site. We've been talking about Edinburgh for years and years. Are you guys excited about being the host school this year?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's always good playing at the home court with familiar surroundings, and definitely this year it'll be a little tough. We got Oldenburg going on. We got Morristown, which is here. So hopefully this year we can be able to focus in, lock in, and be able to reach this mid-Hoosier Conference and sectionals that we always strive for each year.
I always like to ask somebody, and I'm going to put Noah on the spot.
Yeah.
If it comes down to you guys just got a free scrimmage going, who talks the most on this team in a squad scrimmage?
I can't exactly point everybody out, but I think we all are pretty good at talking. We've definitely been improving that in practice and working on it. So hopefully we can all get locked in this season.
I'm wondering, too, if there's a little bit of trash talking in between teammates. Is there any of that ever goes on?
No, not.
It's quiet in that regard?
It's pretty quiet that way.
Okay. Noah, thanks for coming on. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me.
Noah Swift with us. Turn the microphone over now to Jacob Swanson as we talk with the Southwestern Spartans on this Monday night edition of Giant FM Sports. He is probably the guard who can go 1.5 times quicker than a lot of the other guys on the team. We saw that in the opener with Edinburgh last year. Where's the speed come from? Mom? Dad? Somewhere further down the line?
I don't know. I don't think my dad. I don't know. I don't think my mom. My mom was a cross country runner.
Better distance, but, probably.
I mean, I don't think I'm that good at distance, so. But I do track, so that helps a little bit. But I don't know.
Talk about what you've worked on in your game to improve for this year.
I don't know. I'd say everything. Last year, I don't think I shot as well as I should have, and I think just getting in the gym and getting shots up, really working on that.
The ball was in your hand a lot last year. I have no doubt where you were in probably the realm of being a leader for the team last year, but a couple guys graduate. Is there more of a leadership responsibility on your shoulders this year?
Oh, yeah. I have the most experience, I think. So I think just being in different situations that no one else has been in yet, I just think I can help out more this year that I know a little bit more than everyone else.
What do you remember of the sectional run of a couple of years ago and being a part of that one?
Oh, boy. I remember breaking that big kid's ankles. I don't know. Now, Stefan shut the kid down, and I remember Blake Doty hitting a shot to go into halftime.
Yeah.
That probably changed the game for us, really.
Keeping in mind he gets the microphone next, what is it like playing with the guy to your left?
Oh, I love it. We've been playing together since I don't know how long, so finally getting to start together, and I think we know each other a lot better than everyone else knows each other because we've just been, every summer, every practice we're going at it with each other. So I think just knowing each other, knowing where each other's going to be at, and I just love it. I love playing with him.
Jacob, good to have you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Microphone goes over to, and I'm going to ask right from the top so I can start getting it right with tomorrow night's broadcast. I know on the roster it officially says Zachary Swanson. Do you prefer Zachary or Zach, or do you answer to virtually anything?
Yeah, I answer anything. I get both quite often.
I'll give you the repeat question right off the heels. What's it like to play with the brother?
Oh, I love it. I definitely, you know, like, we know each other, like, so much. Like, you know, if I ever get the chance to, like, pick who I'm guarding, I'd always like to guard him. You know, he's one of the best athletes we have, but it's always fun being able to guard him.
What are one-on-ones like between you guys?
Typically, I win, but on the court, he shows it a little bit better. He's more of an athlete on the court, I guess.
Coach Days, the way he described you, you know, we talk about Blake and the post work and Noah with perimeter shots and Jacob often running the point, but he talked about point guard, he talked about forward, defensive specialist. It sounds like you're kind of on call for whatever might be needed on a given night.
Yeah, I kind of just get thrown into whatever, though. I like it. It's always changing.
What are talk about the work you do defensively that he might turn to you and say, here's your assignment for the night. We need you to do a good job.
Well, typically I'm not guarding the best guy, but, I mean, I'm always down for whatever. I mean, challenges are fun. I'm always good with whatever he gives me.
Excited to get a role, starting five
sure.
with this varsity?
I can't wait.
Zachary, appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Toss the microphone back to Coach Days for a few moments as we wrap up here with the Southwestern Spartans. And I've seen it, but I get my first play-by-play look at the lighting tomorrow. I'm excited about seeing the gym and its new, I guess, shiny look the way it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it really brightens up with the new gym floor. The painting on the gym floor helps the lights, brightens it up. It's been exciting. A lot of referees are coming in like, oh, my gosh, a lot brighter. I'm like, then don't mess up any calls. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, that prompts me to, hold on, let me pull back in my folder. There's a page from the National Federation about official warning for misconduct given to coaches in basketball. Should we be concerned about that before you've even tipped off?
There is no concern. They made the coaches' box bigger, like I've been asking for 12 years. So we are going to be – it's going to be nice. I'll be high-fiving officials because I get to go all the way down to the baseline now. I don't know how long they're going to keep that. They'll probably switch to Christmas.
That box will be reduced.
No,
you better keep
be.
Your paint for the floor because you're going to need to fix it by the time the new year comes around.